Hi everyone, you are listening to Yacht Femme on Yachting International Radio, where we discuss women in yachting.
Welcome to Yacht Femme, where we talk about the women that make the yachting industry. I'm your host, Andrea Tagliaferro. Learn who they are, how they got into yachting, and what they do today.
Today joins us Maria Magan, founder of Experiential Yachting. Maria has over 12 years of experience in the yachting sector. She even knows the industry from both sides as her work and is a charter and yacht owner's family member. She was one of the first to organize unique yacht charter destinations, including Northern Norway, Iceland, Madeira, Alaska, Antarctica, and even Tanzania. In 2020, she founded Experiential Yachting to expand the perception of yachting, promote their alternative use, and identify a niche for multifunctional super yachts. Hi everyone, welcome back to Yacht Femme. I'm here with Maria Magan. You may have seen her already blasted on all of our social media because she hosted the first Experiential Yacht Forum in Monaco. It was a huge success. She is definitely revolutionizing where charters are going and where our guests and our amazing owners are actually enjoying their yachting and how they're enjoying yachting. So I am more than excited for you guys to meet her. She also has a background in retail yacht charters and super yacht new builds that we will dive deep in the conversation. First of all, Maria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, hi, and thank you for inviting. And I hope that today's interview will be something valuable and will inspire also other people. This is always something that is important to me to have this kind of exchange. So I'm Maria Alexeyenko Magan. I'm Monaco-based entrepreneur in yachting sector with a background in retail yacht charters and super yacht new builds, and I'm the founder of Experiential Yachting. I'm also very passionate about adventures, and I've been in yachting for more than 13 years, and I know yachting from both sides. As my work, but also as a yacht owner's family member and a frequent yacht charterer. And I was one of the first who actually started to organize yacht charters in different destinations around the world, like Northern Norway, Madeira, Alaska, Iceland, Antarctica, and even Tanzania. So 2 years ago, I had a vision that actually the function of a yacht can go far beyond the use of the yacht for vacation, relaxation, or even exploration. And that the changing of the function of a yacht can open a totally new chapter in the yachting industry. And to spread this vision and to inspire other forward thinkers to see yachting from the different angle, I was organizing this Experiential Yachting Forum earlier this year in April. And yes, we had a record-breaking number of around 100 physically presented attendees in the Yacht Club of Monaco, and around 250 joined us remotely from all over the world. As far as in the USA, Arab Emirates, Martinique, and even Australia. So today I'm continue with my mission to expand the perception of yachting and to promote the alternative use of super yachts and identify a niche for multifunctional super yachts.
Wow, that was a lot. I couldn't have said it better myself. But before we get ahead of ourselves, we also want to know more about how you came into the yachting industry. What lured you into yachting? Where did you grow up around it? Even explore a little bit more that she did say that now she is based in Monaco. So if you could take us a little bit through that journey that you had to take.
Yes, I wouldn't say that it was kind of a like mature choice. It was more like an opportunity. Because I was in Monaco at this time, and you know, Monaco is a capital It's competing with USA, but it's a capital of super yachts. So I got fascinated by yachts, and of course, I'm very into nature and the sea. So I always wanted to connect myself to this. So in 2010, I started working as a business developer for a well-known yacht brokerage company in the French Riviera. And in the same season I started to do retail yacht charters, just because I had my network. And so here, this is how it all started. And I worked in the industry now for more than 13 years. And besides charters and consulting, I always had a passion actually to learn about transforming, repeating, and building super yachts. And in 2016, I took a course in Maritime Training Academy in UK. It was an online course in super yacht new builds. And so now I'm turning into this direction.
Can you describe us, what does that entail? Like, what your daily life, what is that role? What are the tasks that you actually take daily, or even what are your plan goals for the month and so on?
Yes. So yeah, like it's very diverse, but very balanced. And I always try to work in quadrant two, if I'm sure you know what it is.
I actually don't know what that means. I would love for you to unpack that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there are like four different quadrants. It's related to how we balance our tasks in work with personal life, and it's all related to importance, like how is it important and how it's urgent. So quadrant two, it's normally the tasks that are not urgent but very important. So here we talk about, you know, planning, about visions, about developing. So in this kind of tasks. In quadrant one, it's usually the tasks that are important as well, but urgent. So it's more like, you know, when you have, like, I don't know, a charter going on and you need to resolve something, and you know, all these kind of things. So it's very important to balance between these two quadrants, and try for the entrepreneur, it's important to work in quadrant two, because it's there where the magic is happening, where all the visions is happening. It's there where you step, you know, make one more step forward and going forward. So
what would be on quadrant two for you this week?
Well, this week it's all about, because we are actually developing, I cannot say a lot of details, but
yes.
We are scaling up. You know, we had a successful experiential yachting forum, but this is just a little part of our strategy. And for me, like this week, I'm focusing more to find the right investors, because we are going into like very important projects that we are doing for experiential yachting. So this is what I'm doing this week. It's all about, you know, investment and the investments, and I'm, you know, the right numbers as well, you know, so we are able to convince people, and we have already some on board, and so it's there, it's mostly there.
Just for the people that didn't attend, I know you had groundbreaking numbers, and that is totally amazing. I would love for you to share that secret, but if you can't, can you tell us a little bit of what we missed? What is that forum about? What do we get if we attend next year and the many other events that you have planned down the road?
Yeah, basically during this forum, our main mission was to change the perception of your team. Just to look at your team from the different angle, and to see how far it can go besides usual classic purpose of use of super yachts for like vacation, relaxation, or exploration, how far it can go. So it was very intense. We had a lot of amazing speakers. We have amazing moderators. It was very, very intense, but I wanted to do it like in one day. So it was more like always like TEDx speaks speeches, you know, like very, very lot of information. And so that's why I think people found it valuable.
What would be one example of using the yacht differently?
Yeah, so first of all, when we talk about the use of a yacht, it's nothing to do with a destination. Like the purpose of use, we want to go out of the ordinary thinking that there is a yacht, there is a service around it or experiences or whatever, and itinerary. And okay. This is the most important things. Where we go to Norway or we go to, you know, for me, it's already the chapter that we passed. I'm already going into the next chapter because like, for example, when everybody was still in Saint-Tropez, I was already discovering Alaska and Northern Norway with my clients and then with my family. But now, I mean, everybody can cruise around. So when we talk about the purpose of use, we have to forget about the itinerary because this is something secondary. It can be in the boring Mediterranean. I mean, I don't want to say boring, but let's not say boring because for some people, they still discover this. So yeah, let's not use this. No, for classic destination, if we can still stay whatever in Sardinia or Corsica or whatever, Greece. So, but the most important thing is the purpose. To give you the example, it can be, for example, the retreat house, super yacht retreat house, or retirement homes, or it can be the like, you know, wellness center with labs and some equipment, medical equipment, because don't forget that besides the itinerary, we have the international waters. And in the international waters, we are not tied so much to the legislations of the countries of the national waters.
Yeah.
And this is something that I've experienced actually with my ex-husband because unfortunately he had a very serious disease, motor neuron disease. And for example, when the treatment of stem cells is required and you are not so mobile to go around the world, you know, to find the right clinic to do these treatments. And in the country where you want to do it, it's still not legal. What is the solution? The super yacht retreat center or medical center. So this is one of the examples. And actually, this is how it came. All the idea of multi-purposeful yachts, because when I was, we spent around 2 months cruising around, being on the yacht, not for the reason of being on the yacht or seeing the different destinations. We went there for trying holistic treatments and different therapies. So, and this is how the whole vision about where the yachting can go came from.
Wow, that's fascinating. It makes so much sense when you explain it. I know this, we've been talking about the forum so much, but still we want to know, what would you consider to be your biggest accomplishment or your proudest day to date in yachting?
Yes, this question actually, it goes back to the forum. I think for me, it was really that day that where I started to give back to the industry, but also to receive. And it was a really great exchange, I think. And on the energy level, it was fantastic because everybody was so involved. And I think for it took us, my team and I, about like 6 months of preparation. It was the first one, so we didn't have any right for any mistake. You know, we were like, you know, some people were thinking, saying like, okay, well, let's see how it will be. Let's see how it will go. You know, how it is, you know, this human factor is always,
of course,
there, like, you know, the first time. So, so yes, I think it was quite a big accomplishment so far, but it was just a small step from where to where we actually going. And I have a good team. I have strategic advisor Peter Economides. He was one of the moderators of the forum as well. He used to work with Steve Jobs, with American Express, and also eventually with Ocean Coast. So we have really visionary people in our team.
Have you seen any changes since you started your career in yachting?
Yeah, generally speaking, our whole world is experiencing a change. And this experience, I think, is related to overcomplication, unfortunately. Because since I studied actually a philosophy of mind in Oxford University, it's very obvious to me that unfortunately the human mind struggles to balance between perfection and simplicity. And the yachting industry is no exception. So I see overcomplication everywhere. And like, for example, the process of chartering a yacht has become more complicated than it was like 13 years ago when I started. And okay, this is kind of negative part, but it's very sad to see, because we have so many new things coming and technologies and opportunities, and then it's like on this balance with this overcomplication, they're just not giving the right things to adapt more quickly, you know. And on the other hand, of course, I see the shift from leisure-oriented yachting to exploring and using super yachts more purposefully. And I was saying earlier that I was actually one of the first to send clients from their yacht in Saint-Tropez to actually northern Norway, because at this time the purpose of use of super yacht was holiday and fun, and that's it. And then at this time there was only one yacht cruising there, Hans Explorer. It's 47 meter yacht. Now there are more yachts, but there were no yachts. So I was like putting them there and saying, come on guys, you know, just go there for a couple of days. They went only for 5 days, but they said it was the best experience of their life on the yacht. And it was back to 2014, maybe, or something like that, 2013. So at this time, it was still, you know, people didn't explore so much around the world. And then a year after, I chartered this yacht myself with my family, because I was so excited about this destination. So, but this was, this is how it was shifting, for example, from the leisure-oriented yachting to exploration yachting. Mm-hmm. And now we see, so I was one of the first, but now we see that there are more and more, like almost, you know, every client and every brokerage house, everybody is, you know, doing the exploration yachting. And but however, there are still a very long way, in my opinion, from we are actually very long, very far away from where yachting can be.
Sorry, that leads me to your next question, is where do you see yachting going?
Yes. In my opinion, it's all about purposeful and conscious use of super yacht. It's about the connection also of yachting with other sectors. It's about the function of the yacht, the multifunction also of the yacht. And at the end of the day, of course, it's all about experience. We know it. So actually, we are entering a new era, not only in yachting, but generally, we are entering a new era of experience economy. And so I think yachting will be more flexible with immersive technologies like conceptual itineraries, not just an itinerary or destination, but the concept besides the itinerary.
Now for the fun questions. Can you tell us something we might not know about you? I'm here really asking, what do we not know from you on LinkedIn? What can we find about you?
I love this question. I will tell one thing, that I'm actually a certified instructor of EPSC. It's practical gun shooting, and I'm a board member of our shooting club in Monaco, and I'm a ranch officer of military full capability. It's an association of military shooting, sport, and civilian in Italy. They also collaborate with special forces, etc. So, yes. So this kind
I actually
of,
love shooting. So next time I'm in Monaco, I'm gonna call you. See if I can check this out.
For sure, I can invite you to try several guns and to try several targets.
I will tell you this, Maria. You are definitely a first to give that answer. Now for why we're here and why Yacht Fam exists is, what advice will you tell yourself? What would you wish you had known on your first day of yachting, or at least in the beginning of your career?
Yeah. In the beginning of when I joined the industry, actually I have experienced many frustrations. Actually frustrations that come that I had to follow the business structures developed by our, you know, male-dominated industry. Because these structures are mostly based on numbers, so money, you know, competition, ego, and there were like so little love and the creativity and all this, you know, all these kind of real things in the charter and the brokerage processes. And unfortunately, like 12 years ago, I didn't have enough awareness to and consciousness to understand how to look at all these processes from a different angle and with a different attitude. And to be able to influence and bring value, but by playing the rules, of course, we have to play the rules. But in the same time, so the advice that I can tell to, I mean, it's not just an advice, but just to share in my experience, that you may enter the industry that may seem to be quite male-orientated, and you have to accept the rules, you have to play the rules, but you have to keep your soul, and then little by little, it will be possible to influence and to bring value and in the right direction without having the frustration of this. So, to me, the revelation actually came when my close person was diagnosed with a serious motor neuron disease, and we decided to use yachting for holistic therapy. So there I was like suddenly seeing that, okay, I'm in this male-dominated industry, but I can do something that totally answers my values, you know. And there actually I've connected the being at yacht to the holistic way of being at yacht. And I started to develop you have heard about yachting therapy, and this is something that I started to develop for my close person, and then it's spread a little bit more. And so this experiential therapy was my way to have this more like female orientated approach into yachting. And from there evolved the whole vision of changing the function of the yacht and classifying yachts by purpose of use. And now that vision is evolving into a new niche in the yachting. So all this chain of how you perceive things and how you deal with the things by still playing the rules that already mm-hmm. exist and was established. So this is something that I think everyone should be aware about.
I think that's such a great way of seeing it. It's when you're frustrated, but play by the rules, but don't lose your soul. I think that it really encompasses what we have to do to keep pushing forward and not lose our spirits when we're frustrated and have more patience. Maria, thank you so much for sharing. Before we let you go, I have actually a couple of questions. One, for us, for those that did not attend the Experiential Forum last April, is there anywhere we can read about it, understand more? And where do we learn about what you're going to, your future events? Where do we keep up to date?
Yeah, sure. Well, the funny thing that we had, we didn't plan to have the replay available to anyone, but we had so many demands from people who didn't attend after the event, because people were like probably heard from other people mm-hmm. who attended that it was really interesting. So they're like, oh, okay, well, I should probably come. And we started to receive like more like emails and messages like, okay, if it's possible to see the replay. So the replay is available at our website, Experiential Yachting Forum. Now we created this possibility. And regarding the next forum, of course, we will share when it's going to be relevant on our Instagram account, Experiential Yachting, and on the website as well. But we plan to do it next year in Dubai.
Before we go, is there anything else you would like to share, or do we actually cover everything within the interview?
I think it was quite intense interview, and I think we covered pretty much everything. So I would like to thank you again for inviting me, and I hope that what I said will give some inspiration and some value.
Well, thank you, Maria, so much for your time and your patience to get everything squared away with the time difference. This was such a valuable interview. You definitely gave us so much information of how things came about, how it is to be a real entrepreneur, and all the lessons are very inspiring. Thank you so much, and we hope to see you soon in person.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to The Yacht Fam. If you like what you heard, please like, subscribe, and comment. Your comment will help us reach a broader audience. And don't miss the next episode. Bye!